Ronald Nellis, no doubt you're really looking forward to it. Delighted to be there, first of all. But going in, having won all your games, obviously you've had to win the quarterfinal, semi-final to get you into the final. But in the group stages, it's been a very good season so far, Ronald.
Yeah, for the league, we started off very poorly. It was a real kick up the backside for us at the start of the league. In the Gaeltacht, we lost four or five games in a row, which was completely unacceptable for Gidor to be in that situation. But maybe it was what turned things around for us, and after that we went very well in the league. And then that form, we got into the championship, then it carried on and we just took it a game at a time in the championship, and we happened to win all our games. So we're in the situation we're in now.
Is your third year in management now? You're into your second county final, I suppose. And I know the first year you've referenced it a few times, saying, look, you weren't expecting to get into it. But suppose now you've had another year, 2 years, you know, of that experience. How's that been able to help you along the way?
Yeah, it definitely was too soon for us that first year. Great to be there, and that experience will stand to us. This has stood to us this year, and hopefully will stand to us in the final this year too. But yeah, it's year two then, we were a lot happier with our progress. And I've said before as well, that semi-final really hurt last year against Unions, because there was 1 point and they went on to win it. We felt we were so close that day. And then this year, the boys, I think, that younger group that started with us 3 years ago, and a few boys came in last year and maybe one or two this year, you can see now that they're more experienced and they're more confident in themselves and their ability, and there's nothing else to it apart from the work they've put in themselves. Like, I can't give them enough praise for the work they've put in, like, and they deserve all the credit they get for that, like, and everything we ask of them, they do it, and they're great lads.
Looking at that pedigree Gidor has, you know, winning back-to-back under-21s, minor titles as well, suppose, and you've got that conveyor belt coming through. But suppose when you're looking at your team this year and, you know, the different positions and, you know, the different plays that you're trying to get involved in, the new tactics as well, as in the new rules, I should say, that has been a real benefit for Gidor, because you've a natural footballer down there that likes to go forward, likes to create space, likes to get on the score sheet as well. You have a lot of scoring threats throughout the pitch.
Yeah, we do. We're not kind of over-reliant on any one player to get our scores. This was the last day there, even in the semi-final. We had different boys popping up with big scores for us compared to the quarter-final, so that's good to see that you're not reliant on anyone. So that's a good place to be. And you mentioned the new rules. That was a huge challenge for us all this year, every manager in the country. But we took part in the Ulster League, and we felt that was a great learning for to get used to those new rules and get to grips with them. So just those games really helped bring it on. And then, as you say, the natural footballers in Gidor, like, they're just football mad, and they've all grown up playing football, and they have so much footballing ability, and they adapted pretty well to those rules, and they've brought it on now in the championship, luckily enough.
And looking at some of those players, I suppose it's remissive to name individuals, but when you look at the likes of Eamon Colum, you've got Dara there as well, and you've Michael Rorty, who has impressed throughout the championship as well, but Miguel Abregia as well at centre half back. And you've also, suppose, what we've noticed throughout the campaign so far, your defensive shape has been really solid over the championship so far.
Yeah, all those players have put in huge shifts and have stood up at different moments in various games and produced very important moments for us, whether it was scores or tackles or blocks, or every man in the first 15 has had moments. And like, every one of those boys that start and every one of those boys that we bring on, we completely, fully trust them. So it's great to see that. But yeah, the different scoring threats is huge. Even the last day, I think maybe Ethan didn't score from play, you know, and maybe other games he was maybe getting a lot of our scores, but other boys just stepped up the last day and we just got on with it, so that's good to see.
You've been having a wee word with the brother too as well, Oran. Suppose we're expecting this left foot to be swung outside that arc a number of occasions, but just hasn't materialised yet for him. And suppose that's something that's within. Is it something that he's allowing the younger players maybe to have a go, maybe instead of himself?
Yeah, Oran was away for a year, and a lot has changed in football in that year that he was away, and he's he's in fairness to him, he hasn't missed a training session since February, since the first day he landed down in Marigal. He took a week or two to get used to the bad weather again, but when he did start training, he hasn't missed a session. And he is showing great leadership at training and in the games, and you can see him there. He's showing for the ball in tricky situations. He mightn't be getting on the score sheet that much, but maybe teams are watching him and stuff, and he knows and he trusts other players to kick the scores. Maybe previously he was the man we needed to kick the points, whereas now we have other players we trust. So it's good that we're not reliant on him, and you never know, maybe he will swing the Buddha one someday yet.
Well, we no doubt that's going to happen. But come here, suppose looking at the performances of Gidor this year, they seem to have that real, we've been questioned, suppose, Gidor since 2018. They haven't, you've got into county finals, but you haven't got over the line. And suppose, is that too long for a Gidor side of the pedigree that's been coming through over the last number of years running? The bite is back in Gidor, would that be fair to say?
Yeah, there's definitely what happened to us 2 years ago. Really was a reality check to players. I think maybe we thought that time, we're back in the final, we won now, we're here. But that's not the way it went, as everybody knows. And it was really back to basics last January 2024. It was a total rebuild. Some players stepped away, a few new players came in. And that's been a two-year thing now. And the mentality of the players, you can just see, has improved a lot in that 2 years. And in games now, they're they can just see that they're utilising that new mentality and being probably a bit more confident in themselves. And they now realise that just because you have the Gidor jersey on your back doesn't mean you're entitled to win a game. Championship, league, Gaeltacht, Marigallen or O'Donnell Park, you still have to go out and work so hard to make sure you win the game. And I think that has sunk in.
I suppose when you look now, it's the old enemy. You had a trilogy in 2019 against them. What's it going to take for the Gidor side to get over Niamh Connell? We know the doggedness of them. We've seen it in the semi-final, the quarter-final. No doubt you have a plan for them, but it's a huge task in front of you.
Oh, huge task. Niamh Connell have been in 8 of the last 9. This will be their 8th final in 9 years. And they've won more than they've lost in those. They know how to win finals. They know how to win games. They've got a serious bit of talent coming through there. And the three young fellas there, especially Malone, Campbell and Rorty, probably going to be Young Player of the Year in the country. Kieran Gallagher has been a huge addition this year as well. And you add that to the experienced players they have there already, it's a pretty lethal combination that they have. And then to have someone with Regan's experience on the line and all, like, this final day to them is just second nature. They know how it goes. They know the rigmarole. I can't imagine there'll be much nerves. Whereas for us, it's the complete opposite. We're not used to it with a lot of new players and that's never experienced that before. So, look, we'll go out. We'll give it our best shot, and we're going to need a few breaks and we'll need a few things to go our way, but here's hoping we perform on the day, and going down the stretch, the game's in the melting pot, and we might get the job done.